Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. This is our lunch and listen portion of Transformation Begins With You, 15 minutes of empowerment for your day. Hi, my name is Chris Meadows, and I am your host for this session of Lunch and Listen. Lunch and Listen is hosted and sponsored by Harvest Girls International. Harvest Girls International is a women's empowerment organization designed with you in mind. Harvest Girls International Incorporated empowers women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. Thank you for coming on today. I'm so excited to have you with us today. I don't know what you're having for your lunch today, but hopefully it's something that's very enjoyable. Don't want to take much of your time, just 15 minutes to empower your day and to give you something to think about, something to encourage you, something to carry you through the rest of the week. I'm hoping that this is an inspiration to you, that it's helping you, and maybe you can pass it on and it'll help someone else. I want to talk to you today. We only have 15 minutes, so I want to get right to what we're going to talk about today. Today's topic is watch what you say. Watch what you say. I have to say that twice because so many times in my life, as a young girl, even growing up, so many hurtful things are said to us. Many times we brush them off because there's an old school saying that we were taught as a young girl, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me. And no matter how many times we would say that over and over and over, we got through that moment with saying that. Maybe that was our empowering affirmation, but the truth was that the words really do harm you. They really do hurt you. And words are hurtful if they're used in a negative way. Words paralyze and cripple each other. We cripple each other with our words. Words can be harsh, and they can destroy and taint the confidence. And also words have another effect. They can entice you. I also say that as we date in our dating years, or some of you are married, a lot of times it's not what the man looks like. It's what the words that he says is what he says in our ear. There's a saying that men fall in love with their eyes and women fall in love with their ears is what we hear. So it's important what we hear, what we feed ourselves, what we listen to. And so today I just want to talk about two aspects of watch what you say, the negative and the positive. And I just want to briefly touch it because it is a great topic and it's a huge topic. But in just these few moments, I just want to empower you with some positive things about watch what you say. First, I want to talk about the negative aspect of what words can do. Sometimes we don't realize how blunt words, curt, short, whatever the intonation is behind the word, how much that can wound someone. And cruel words penetrate the thought process. That's why it's so important for us to speak life into our children. That's why it's so important to speak words of life into your daughters, into your sons, into your husbands, and not just for other people, but for yourself. Speak words of life into yourself because cruel words penetrate the thought process. Even though we say, oh, that didn't hurt me, or I'm not worried about what they said to me, it really does bother our thought process if we don't have anything to counteract it with. And so you must know that for every cruel word spoken to you, there is a countermeasure. And so I just want to talk a little bit about words. Words have power, either positive or negative. Death and life is in the power of the tongue because the Bible tells us that. And words are very, very powerful. God ordained words to be powerful because God empowered us with the living word. The word of God says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. So we know that words are powerful. Words were spoken. God spoke into the atmosphere. It said, let there be light, and there was light. So God intended for words to be powerful, not to hurt us and to curse us. But we use words in various ways today. The tongue is such a powerful weapon, and we need to be more aware of how that tongue can either lift someone up or tear someone down. You know, there is spirit and motives behind words spoken. There is spirit and motives. Some people say something in a negative, in a positive way, but it has a negative tone to it. And because we are spirit beings, we pick up on that intonation and that tone. You know, we can say something like, "That's a cute dress you have on today. That is a cute dress you have on today. That's a cute dress, girl, you have on today. That's a cute dress you have on today, girl." It's the same phrase, but it's the way we say it. And the intonation is carried into the spirit, from my spirit, from your spirit to my spirit. And that resonates into my mind, into my body and my soul. And so we have to know that motive is important behind the words that we speak. Motive is truly important. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. A lot of times people say, "Well, you know, she just says whatever comes out of her mouth. You know, it just comes up. She doesn't mean any harm. It just comes out." But trust me, whatever's just coming out, that's what's inside of you. You know, I had this grandmother, she used to say this saying to me. She used to say, "A drunk speaks sober thoughts." And I didn't understand that when I was a little girl. What do you mean, Grandma? Drunk speaks sober thoughts. Well, whatever in that person, when they become relaxed and they're out of control of what comes out of their being, then it comes out of their mouth. And so what we do a lot of times, we have things that are inside of us that we control because we don't let it come out. But sometimes we lose that control and those words just come out and they hurt and they paralyze and they sometimes set people back many years. It takes you back to something very harsh that was said to you. And you go back and you say, "I'm sorry," and you say, "I apologize." But that word alone does not do it. Those are great words to use. "I'm sorry, I apologize, will you forgive me?" But there's a spirit behind that word as well. Apologize. Those all have spirits behind them. And we want to make sure that our spirit is intact. So when we speak good words, positive words to people, that they can receive them in their spirit. That's why you can say the word, "I'm sorry," or you can say, "I am so sorry," or you can say, "I told you I'm sorry. What more can I say?" The intonation and the spirit behind it is so not received, because we know the words are coming out, but we know that the spirit is not right. Let me say something about children. A child's words, when they're, I say, a year, 2, 3, 4 years old, very, very pure and very innocent, but they can also be very piercing. Those piercing words by children really directs us and corrects us and redirects us, because children's words come out and they minister to us, because we know a child is speaking the truth out of their heart. There's no malice there. There's no motive there. It's just what's on the inside. That's how God wants us to be. He wants our words and our thoughts to be the motive of Christ. And so watch your thoughts, because they become your words. Watch your words, for they become actions. Watch your actions, for they become habits. Watch your habits, for they become character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. That is the affirmation I would love for you to live by when you talk about words. The words, "I love you," "I forgive you," "I'm sorry," those are all powerful words if the right spirit is attached to it. You know, you need to understand the power of your thoughts. It's the power of your thoughts that shape your words. It's not what you say, but it's the spirit a lot of time that's behind it. It's what you digest in your mind, body, and spirit that gives life to what you speak. What are you listening to? Who is in your ear? Are there positive people in your life speaking into your life? Are you looking at a lot of negative TV? Are you reading a lot of negative material? Are you looking at positive TV shows? Are you listening to positive and motivating and inspiring motivational speaking or talks? Or are you reading strong empowering material or your friends empowering your life. You know your friends are the soil in which you grow. And it's so important that you have good, strong friends in your life. These are some of the things I want to give you to countermeasure some of the negativity of words. Affirmations are great. Strong, empowering quotes are good. Positive conversation and meditation. All these things shape your words. It is how you speak to yourself that sets you free. What do you say to yourself every day? I empower myself by actually speaking to myself. I empower myself by speaking to God. I empower myself by listening to others empower me. And I empower myself by listening to God and allowing his words to empower me. Ill words spoken in the past, they haunt your future. Stop spending those words over and over and over in your mind. Stop spending them. When I say spending, I mean stop using your precious time to cash in on words that cripple you, that kill your spirit. If it happened yesterday, then it happened yesterday. Today is a new day. Make up your mind for change. I will speak great words and positive words to myself, to my children, to my friends. And when I do speak negative words, I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will correct me and redirect me and put me on the right path. I no longer want to be a negative influence to myself or to others, but I want to empower others to speak life into themselves and to myself. You want to be a life speaker. You don't want to leave this world, and all people can say about you is that was a negative person. She was a good person, but she was negative. No, I want you to say, good person, always had an encouraging word, even when you don't feel like it. Every day is not going to be a great day, but you can turn it around. All you have to do is empower yourself. There are so many things out there that you can empower yourself with. And one of the things that you can empower yourself with is just tap into a lot of the websites out there or organizations. Just Google empowerment for women. And there are so many things that you can empower yourself with. I would like to give you one of the events that are coming up with Harvest Girls International that you can empower yourself with. On June the 26th at 11 a.m., Harvest Girls International will be hosting an empowering workshop called Giving Me the Best That I've Got at MCL Cafeteria. And I just want to empower you by telling you about that to come. Our guest speaker will be Rhonda Bayless. And if you don't know Rhonda, you will get to know her if you come. She is the founder of the Center of Wellness for Urban Women. And I would love for you to come and hear Rhonda speak on the seven principles of wellness. She's going to be talking about the seven principles of wellness, mind, body, and spirit. And it's going to be an awesome time, and it is free. So if you go to our website, www.harvestgirls.webs.com, if you go to that website and if you click on events and activities, that will give you information about that website. And I just want to empower you on your lunch break today, and I just want to encourage you that transformation does begin with you. Take the steps that I've given you today. Turn your life around. Start your change today, creating hope and newfound great expectation in your life. God wants you to prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. You know, Harvest Girls International wants you to know that there's a harvest of women out there just needing your empowerment in their life, and they are needing to speak empowering things in your life. Ladies, I thank you, and if I have some guys joining me, I thank you. I bless you. I wish you health and that you may prosper. And remember, watch what you say. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Are you speaking death or are you speaking life? And not only into yourself, but into your children and to others. Remember, transformation begins with you. And until next time, God bless you. Bye-bye.